This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's dry out here on the West Coast. Has been for months now. California, as you've heard, is facing its worst drought in more than a century. That has prompted the president to pay a visit. Mr. Obama will be in the agricultural center of the state, the Central Valley, on Friday to check things out. The governor has declared a statewide drought emergency. And here's what's obvious about all this. The lack of water is not good for farmers in this state. But what about the rest of the seventh biggest economy in the world, huh? Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Check that one out.
7:30 a.m. Melons.
Kiwi.
Strawberries.
Grapes as well.
Boxes of them stacked high.
We're looking at all the fruits we sell every morning.
7:30 is the end of the day at the Los Angeles Wholesale Produce Market, where Jesse Martin is president of Value Produce.
So what do you think this drought might mean to you and your business?
Well, it's going to be, everybody's going to get hurt on it, but we'll make it. We've been there before.
His best guess about where it'll hurt?
You know, it'll be a little more money to the housewife, but it'll be all right.
Yeah, the housewife and the rest of us who eat. But a few bucks extra for fruit each week is nothing compared to what some California farmers are in for. Without water, crops will die. The California Farm Water Coalition guesses 500,000 acres will be fallowed, costing the ag industry about $2 billion, which sounds big, which is big, but isn't a disaster. Not yet.
It's not the sort of thing that's going to tip the state into recession or anything like that.
Jeffrey Michael is the head of the Business Forecasting Center at the University of the Pacific. The California GDP is $2 trillion. The economy here is the same size as Russia's.
The state's overall economy is primarily a service economy in big coastal metro areas, which is pretty much unaffected by the drought.
Agriculture uses about 80% of California's developed water. The state grows two-thirds of the country's fruits and nuts. But added up, ag is only about 2% of the state's economy.
You know, the economy of California is huge, and so we don't want to minimize the impacts. You can make just about anything in California sound small by comparing it to the total.
The power industry is pinched by the drought. Fisheries, recreation. There are towns that are just a few months away from running out of water. But without rain or a change in how we use water, things could get a whole lot worse. David Rose is an analyst and water expert at Wedbush Securities. We peer out the window on the 10th floor.
Well, we're looking at rooftops across the city of Los Angeles.
Rooftops dotted with cooling towers.
Keeping the city cool and using a tremendous amount of water.
Everyone needs water. Farmers, manufacturers, lawyers, movie executives, even securities analysts.
It's very important for California from a competitive perspective is to attract businesses. And in a way that you need to attract businesses is you have to ensure 100% reliable, available water every single day.
Looking out at the patchwork of buildings, imagining the 10 million people in the LA area living, working in a desert.
You know, virtually all these buildings can't be occupied if you don't have enough water.
Right now, says Rose, California's thirsty for more water than it has and may have less to drink in the future, which means the state has some long-term figuring to do. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.